Okay.
Are we recording?
I'm
recording
everything on, eh? Everything's on.
We're
recording.
We're recording.
Got beer.
See, you get...
Lights are on, but the...
How am I?
I think you need to come closer. As much as it pains me to say.
Come a little closer. Alright, you can see my... What a league chat last few episodes. Mm-hmm. Maybe if a little less league chat today. We just accept where
there's
our
a league... lot of rugby to get through. And Tony's going to timestamp everything.
Well,
Super
haven't...
Rugby final timestamp. URC final timestamp. Box against Wales timestamp. England
it's...
Japan timestamp. Barbas Fiji timestamp. Oh. All Black squad naming timestamp.
Man, you...
That's quite the agenda. But this part's the intro timestamp. So you can skip through to the next part if you're not interested in this part.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks for giving me the list of things I need to be aware of.
It's on your to-do list.
But also, you've robbed me of the bloody... We're meant to have a little slice of life. At the beginning, I've got to have... You just jump straight into it. I've got nothing to cut now. So the elevator music's going. Yeah. Say something about your humdrum life.
I went swimming today.
Oh, how'd it go?
It's all right.
Yeah. There we go. It's pretty good.
Did a couple laps of the pool.
You know,
it's a good example, though, of how cheap I am.
I love an example.
You love it when I'm cheap, because I'm very cheap.
You are a cheap bastard.
My kids have swimming lessons on a Monday.
Yeah.
So I get to take them into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go in the water, but I take them into the pool complex because there's a main pool. And
that sounds
a,
different when you say you take them into the pool.
There's a learning, like a little swimmers learning area, and then there's like the main pool next door.
Do they get
door.
To ring a bell when they graduate to the next level?
No, that's a Hilton Brown swimming thing.
Oh, that's, yeah, Maddie's one.
Yeah, we used to go there, but we don't do that anymore.
It's quite fun.
But, after the kids finish their swimming lesson, my wife arrives from finishing work.
Uh-huh.
And then because I'm already in the area where the pool is at, I just whip off my gear and hop in the pool.
Is it in the nud?
No, not quite.
Okay, right.
I bring some swimming trunks or togs with me.
Togs. We're in New Zealand, we call them togs.
We call them togs.
Comment below what you call them in your country. In Australia, they call them bathers.
Nice.
Boardies, bathers?
Togs is kind of an ugly name.
Togs.
Togs.
What's an uglier name than togs? Spam. I've got to get my spam and my togs.
Got a bad case of togs.
I've got some discharge, some anal discharge in my togs from eating too much spam. Is that an unpleasant thing to say?
But yeah, I saved $9 by not having to go into the, like, I don't have to pay to get into the pool.
Oh, that was the whole point.
That's the whole point of the story.
We just got hang up
because
on togs.
Because I get to go in with the kids.
And so you're like basically someone who's just like... snuck in like on a delivery.
I'm just here to supervise my children while they have swimming lessons. Next minute, he's whipping his gear off.
You're thieving from the council by doing that, aren't you?
Maybe.
Is it just the one down in Henderson?
Yeah, Westwave.
Westwave. If you want to go stalk a Mark?
See me in the not quite nud?
Yeah, exactly. You get your rig out there, obviously.
Oh, my eyes. So white.
You know, I remember, going to the pools when I was a kid and then like seeing men my age now and being like, my God, that's not horrible. And then being like, they don't even need to wear a jumper. And now I see myself with my top off and I'm like, I'm freaking out some kids. You know?
Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah, thanks,
pal.
It's true. All right. Well, look, we're here. Quiet week in rugby.
We're queer. We don't want any more beers.
All of those things are nothing against queer people, but I
that's a Simpsons reference.
Oh, really?
We're here. We're queer. We don't want any more bears.
It's very rare that I don't get you a Simpsons reference, but
that's a Simpsons
I
reference.
I think
there was a bear on the loose, and they protested about there being a bear, and they couldn't rhyme it, so they just went with queer.
With queer, but you know there is a whole sect of homosexual men who call themselves bears.
Okay.
Did you know this?
No.
Well, I get called. I used to work for a company where there were a lot of homosexual men there.
Mm-hmm.
It was in TV, and they used to call me a baby bear.
Okay.
You know, because I was young and I kind of was like, I didn't have my beard, but this I look like a bit of a bear. If
You're
I was a gay man, about a shape, have a beard. But, you know, they're also into a lot of bondage stuff, a lot of black leather.
I didn't see that part coming.
There used to be,
I just thought you were a big hairy man.
There used to be a gay bar in Auckland called Urge, and that's where...
What's the one on K Road called?
Family.
I've been to Family.
Yeah, I've been to Family.
Everyone in Auckland's been to Family.
Yeah. We used to have our staff dudes. There were so many gay guys. There was 13 people in the company, and there were 11 gay guys, me, and one middle-aged woman.
Nice. So, you and the middle-aged woman, eh? No. She's like, well, I don't have any other options here apart from this beer.
No, yeah, that was a time. We used to have our staff dudes at Family Bar. It was odd.
Nice.
It was good. Lovely. The funnest people. They really are. But anyway, back to Urge, right? So I've never been to Urge.
I'm feeling Urge.
But apparently there's a guy. Apparently, by all accounts, I don't know, you know, this I've been told to be by multiple people.
Okay.
And his name was Pestroff, right? And he used
to... So he's not from... He's not of a Anglo-Saxon background with that name.
What are you going to call him? Pestroff. No, but he used to... His thing was urine, and he used to lie down...
Oh, God.
...in the toilets just on the ground. And if you wanted to, people could piss in his mouth. And he was called Pestroff.
It was a nickname. I thought he just had some foreign name which sounded funny.
like a Russian name, like Stroganov Pestroff.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, each to their own.
Yeah, exactly. If everyone's into their own stuff, it doesn't sound that appealing, really, does it?
I just like having a beer and watching rugby.
Yeah, okay. All right, should we talk about some rugby after that, rather? You look rather...
Go the fucking Blues!
We won!
Fucking smashed those pricks.
We did it.
Man. Fucking cowbells. Yeah. I mean, they were great. They were good natured, and they were boisterous until we got a try. They shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well, they got that one try. Later, they were desperate for something to shout about.
We were at the final.
They were very, very optimistic, and it felt
not together. It felt like there's a lot of them there.
It felt like a legit local derby.
Yeah.
Like, guys, they're an hour and a half away down the road. So yes. I was in Waikato that day playing golf, and I was coming up State Highway 1. And I was
roll
like,
my eyes at you playing golf.
I played golf today as well.
I took you for golf. We could talk about that later.
We went to the driving range.
Yeah. You're a natural.
Okay, we'll get to that later.
We'll get to that later. Tony and Mark's. Should I have to?
Golf story.
Yeah, yeah.
Timestamp
there. Oh, so many timestamps. But no, thrilled. I'm not gonna say what a game, but what a great result for us.
Yes. Like 41-10 Super Rugby final, first title in, well, apart from Super Rugby Trans Tasman, 21 years.
100%. And if you are a neutral or a Chiefs fan, you're like, oh,
that sucks shit.
That sucked. That was awful. But as a fan of the team,
that was fucking fantastic. If you just pump that into my veins,
because you just want a stress-free, joyful final.
That's what it was.
It was fun. It was joyful.
There was
like
virtually no doubt.
It was like it's like how the Bulls were feeling for like 60 minutes before they realized they were going to lose. Yeah, like we'll get to that. But it was they just were clinical. They were ruthless. Yeah. They were getting on top.
It was
like
piddling down.
Oh, are you undercover or are you in the
room? Yeah, undercover.
Yeah, we were undercover too.
I had kind of an obstructed view though. Like I couldn't see, like, you know where Akira scored the first try?
Yes.
Where the Blues were running towards the west stand.
All right.
Corner.
That's where I was sitting, up there.
Oh yeah, your view is better than mine because you're high up. I'm in the opposite corner from you. I'm pretty much as far from you as I could be.
I ended up having a drink over in that little shack at the end.
Oh, hold on. No, you're on the same side as me.
So were you looking at the...
I'm under you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm literally the stand under you. So your stand is probably giving me cover.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah. No, but it was great. It was great to be there. Where do you want to start with the actual game? We had a nervy fight. Let's see your one. Oh, maybe I can post these pictures so you can see what we're actually talking about.
Yeah.
So where are you obstructed? Oh, you're just obstructed by that stand. So if anything happens...
If I put the camera that way, you can't see shit.
Oh, right. Yeah. So you just need everything to happen. If anything happens on that corner, you're like, what? Someone tell me.
Yeah, because even with my big head, even the screen is like...
the kids love it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I asked my daughter, what do you think of the rugby? She's like, thumbs down for anyone listening. And I said, oh, about the laser lights show? Thumbs up. What about the flag waving? Thumbs up. So she loves everything about going to the rugby apart from the rugby.
Yeah, fair enough.
She loved the hot chips for $7.50.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be cheap.
$11 for a can of Heineken. That's daylight robbery.
No, it's not.
Fucking hell, man.
It's not anywhere, man. You just don't go out.
$11 for one can.
Yeah, you're not going to get cheaper than that anywhere other than an RSA and a bowling club.
These are my haunts. These are my people. These
you're
are
not
my
gonna
places.
Get. You're not gonna get cheaper. Like
$11.
I was at St. Leonard's before the game and after the game, for a beer about this big. Oh, maybe They weren't. They were like craft beer sizes, so not full pints.
Right.
$14 for a beer.
Yeah.
You know. So you're like.
But at least it's a craft beer. It's not. Well, it's not fucking Heineken for $11.
But you.
It's like airport prices.
That's just bar prices. When do you go to the bar? What bars do you go to?
I haven't been to a bar in 20 years.
Exactly. That's my point. Look, it's not cheap buying alcohol anywhere. That's what I'm trying to say.
It is when you drink at home.
Yeah, when you drink at home, yes. When you go down to the grog shop, pick up your booze.
Surely yeah. they'd sell more beers if they've chilled them a bit cheaper, but I guess they don't want to get people getting shit-faced.
No, but I think they don't have a problem selling beers at the rugby, you know? Like, okay. I smashed a lot of alcohol that night.
Right.
Yeah, we can go through my evening if you like. We'll go into the game first.
41-10.
41-10.
Akita gets a try in his first ever, or final last ever Blues performance.
Just the only bit of the game where I felt, oh, we just had the first 3 or 4 minutes was a bit nervy.
Yeah, the Plummer first exit kick was a bit of a shank.
Yeah.
And then D-Mac had a shot at goal, which he shoved wide.
That was a crucial moment for me because he was like 48, 49 meters out.
And the wet is a long kick.
And the wet and the wind was swirling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The wind was kind of covering, going across the pitch.
Yeah, it was not easy conditions. And he's not a bad kicker, but he's not a super boot from long distance.
Not like Mornay Stadium.
And they were on top until that point in the game.
Yeah.
And I thought if they put it into the corner, then they would have had some, you know, been able to mount some real pressure. But it just was turned off the pressure.
Yeah.
And from that point on, it was just one-way traffic, basically. And just dominant.
The Blues forwards, man.
Just massive. Man, unbelievable. Gee, you'd think, geez, some of those boys are going to be
rewarded. They'll be rewarded with all blacks.
But it was just a magnificent, magnificent effort from Patrick Tuipulotu. The fact that he could even get out there.
Played almost an hour.
57 minutes. Yeah, it was a heck of an effort. Hoskins Satusu was massive. Papali'i was massive. You know, all, you know, as Ricky Riccatelli's been amazing in this final series, just an absolute workhorse.
Yeah, the Chiefs had a couple of loose lineouts early as well, yeah. I seem to remember, because they had, what's the name of their third choice hooker? But Thompson.
And he was playing.
Yeah, because he had to play first choice because Tokyo was out. And who's the other guy?
Okay.
The other guy
you're
was
injured. You're meant to know.
I know, that's my thing.
That's your name. I meant to ask you.
That's right.
And you meant to go.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to say Billy Stevens.
I keep thinking it's Dyer, but it's not Dyer.
No, that's a Welshman.
Slater. There okay. we go.
Got him. But it was, I thought Finlay was really, really good.
Yeah, no, Finlay, with the way Funaki's been playing all season, I was like, I don't know if Finlay needs to get back.
Yeah,
we were
both saying that.
Nah, he's been pretty good.
That excellent pass he did.
For the third try,
that, you know, the big arch.
Yeah, the third one.
That was great. And he also did the pass of, on the bird. Or was that? And I think that might have been from Hoskins.
He even won like a really key turnover right at the end of the first half. Like when the Chiefs were just starting to push back a bit, we pulled them out on the goal line.
If they got a try then it's like, what, the 10 points back on, and you're thinking, okay, well, they've got something to work with in the second half, but we just didn't give them a sniff.
That's right.
Didn't give them a sniff.
I think the rain helped with the dominant
100%. I think, the rain was definitely in our favour. Not great as a fan. You know, it's nice to go on a dry, balmy evening, but it was pretty weird. It wasn't pissing down the whole time. Just pretty consistent.
Consistently light rain, which if you're in it for 20 minutes, you'll be drenched.
I felt for those people who are just sitting in the terraces and stuff or in the exposed, but it's just getting absolutely piddled
you're
on.
You're at a final.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Good crowd, though. Sold out stadium.
Yeah, it was great to be
there. I saw
some
people because I took the train. There was literally these two 20-something girls who were just like, ha-ha, ha-ha, we don't even know any players. Ha-ha, ha-ha, I don't even know the rules. Like,
Yeah. Getting you dragged along with somebody.
No, there was just the two of them. Mm. I mean, maybe they were meeting some people there, but...
I'd say they're meeting some people there.
Yeah, probably. I don't meet anybody anywhere.
You don't go to
any bars.
I just assume
you're going to the rugby.
He just lives in front of a whiteboard. He comes here once a week. This is the big outing.
This is it. Oh, no,
no, you go rock climbing?
I go indoor rock climbing. It is my one... I don't go to a gym, so it's like my one exercise day.
You rock me. I took you to the driving range last week.
You did.
Yeah.
I went for a swim today. Holy crap, I'm getting physical.
Oh, my God. I played squash yesterday.
Oh, goodness me. That's a hell of a game.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Clark, 3 tries. AJ Lamb got a kind of forwards try at the death.
That was good.
The Chiefs got one in reply, but it was... lopsided.
It was very lopsided. Not a lot. Satiti made a nice break at the very beginning of the game. Mm. So good that it got him an All Black spot. And there wasn't a lot else to say. D-Mac was relatively ineffective for the entire game.
I mean, Plummer, it's hard when your forward pack's going backwards.
Yeah, it is. And Plummer kicked the daylights out. Like,
he kicked all his goals.
And they were tricky.
Hard kicks in the wet.
In the wet.
And he kicked them all.
He did so well.
I'm sure he'll get rewarded with an All Blacks spot.
You know, Ricky, Riccatelli, Hoskins, Satutu, Plummer. How do you leave these players out?
Exactly. All the big performers of this Blues season.
Yeah. You know, Derry. Is it Derry or Derry? Perry?
Derry.
Derry. He'll make it, surely. We're recording this about two hours after, so we know what happened.
I'm sure Razor won't just leave.
We'll talk about that. We'll have thoughts. But the final that the fans would have wanted, but great for Auckland. 21-year wait. Boy, it's been tough.
And there's no real argument about that one. There's no, wow, it was a red card, or, you know, there was like a dodgy referee call. It's just, we won.
Yeah, we were dominant. Van Cotter, 1 from 1. Like, very, like, I hate to say this, but it's almost a very South African style of game we've been playing. Like, dominant up front, like, off the, like, the amount of tries we scored from just pick and goes close to the line. Like, the only difference between us is we score tries. And the South Africans, bang! take it. Take it to the limit. Yes. The South Africans sometimes score tries from like arsey bomb like spills, which is always good to see.
Such a stir.
So good to see. Real classic stuff. But the South Africans played very well. We'll get to that.
Sure, they scored a lot of tries against Wales.
Yes. Oh my God, who's that guy who? He basically, I was like, why? That's Aranza, isn't it?
Edville Van der Merwe. Oh my God.
Is that Colby? Do they have a mold that they're just pushing out of these like quick, brilliant little wingers?
Someone left a comment on that video saying like now all these American like react channels to like South African rugby are gonna be like getting those three guys like mixed up even more than they already do. So
yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Plummer kicked well. 21-year wait, mate. How did you feel? When you were there, you just felt joyful.
It was good. Once AJ Lamb scored, I was like, fuck yeah, we got this.
This is it.
I was giving the kids high fives. And
yeah, and they could enjoy a nice atmosphere and all that sort of stuff. What have you preferred? Like, I really enjoyed the whole game, but there is nothing like the joy and ecstasy that comes from a tight, tense game
like
and
the result,
winning it in the last minute. That's another high.
That is.
But we didn't get that. But no. Hey, if someone asked me what I want.
It's a different kind of, there's a lot less stress.
Yeah.
But the less kind of peak of joy with the final whistle.
Because they were scoring and people were just like, yeah, great, woohoo, another one. Yeah, there were good ovations and stuff. It was a packed stadium, but it wasn't people just losing their brain banana because we'd somehow...
Maybe that was just the section you were sitting in. My section was pretty rowdy.
Oh, yeah. The try from Caleb Clark's first one, the Akira to Akira, both falling out.
That happened right in front of you.
That happened right in front of us as well. And like, live, I was like, that's a try. They've bloody done that. Mm. That's insane. And this Caleb's second one, that's a tactic that everyone should use. A giant human running as fast as you possibly can and
really
just
close
to
the goal line.
Really close to the goal line and then slip and then come in at people's ankles, making it impossible for them to tackle you in the wet. Like, it's like the perfect...
It's unstoppable.
It was like the perfect slip.
Yeah.
Really. Perfect slip.
It all was just, everything went our way.
Yeah. Yeah. There was no controversial refereeing decisions that I could think of.
Not really. I mean, if anything, the Chiefs were probably lucky. They got 3 times warning, like, next one's going to go.
Yeah, there was
there were gaps. Yeah, I mean, sometimes when refs, because there was one at the end of the first half and one at the start of the second half, sometimes they don't rule like the halftime as a gap. They're just like, it's 40 minutes. It's now 41 minutes. Like, you're off. But I wasn't like baying for a yellow card.
Yeah, I know.
Because we were winning.
Yeah.
If we'd been losing, I probably would have been.
Yeah, it was weird. I had some Chiefs fans either side of us, like, and some Blues fans all around us too. And they were just sitting there, like, just so excited at the beginning of the game, little cowbells, lovely people.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, just had to sit there.
They
just
started leaving. A lot of the ones started leaving. They
wanted to last get the 10 get the minutes. Car, it's a long trip.
Beat the traffic back down to Hamilton.
An hour and a half down the.
It's a long drive when you've lost.
Yeah, yeah. I caught up with a few of them afterwards, out and about. And yeah, they were just like, we just didn't turn up. We were just dog shit tonight.
Yeah.
Like, we.
Yeah, there were some girls on the train who were just like, well, you guys waited a lot longer than we've had to wait. And we like getting flogged in finals. So, yeah.
Two years in a row for the Chiefs losing in the final. I think last
year we've been waiting longer.
Yeah, but last year that was the year they should have won, I thought.
Just, yeah, at home.
At home, and they'd been so dominant all year. Those players will be better for it now. They just seem to have ran out of puff, eh? They looked so good.
They might have played their final last week, eh?
Yeah, looked so good against the the Hurricanes. If they had a dry track and they got some, you know,
I do think a dry track, that game's at least 10-15 points closer, if not more.
And they get some quick tries off the bat, you know, it's game on. You know, us under a bit of pressure, but we had no pressure. Well, they were playing they were so clinical, eh? And by the way, it is a very South African sort of style of play, and that's because it's effective, and South African rugby is winning rugby. As much as I love to say that. They won games, apart from the Bulls.
The Bulls didn't win.
The Bulls didn't win.
The Bulls lost.
Did you did you stay for the trophy ceremony? Yeah, me too. Then I went to the AA bar, and then I went to St. Leonard's, and then I went to another bar, and then I came back here, had some wine with a mate of mine, and then tried to watch Wales versus. It was about, what time was that game? I watched the first half.
Wales South Africa was 1 a.m.
All right, I watched the first half live.
Oh, that was the tight half. Do you want to do that next? We're going to do the URC final.
Do the URC final.
Okay. That's not in chronological order because the box did play first.
Well, I wasn't up for the URC one. I watched it in the morning.
21-16.
Yes.
Bulls had a 13-0 lead.
Yes. And
they only scored 3 points in the second half. If you score 3 points in one half, you're probably not going to win.
No, you're not. Even though your crowd was incredibly expectant. Like, they were just having a party.
Their crowd was freaking great, just like the Eden Park crowd. It was really loud and vocal pumping. Yeah, it's like the same deal. But yeah, I feel like the Bulls, they didn't play that well.
No, they didn't. We were singing the praises of Hjorsen last week, and
Hjorsen made some mistakes.
That penalty he had when they just really needed to apply some pressure towards the end of the game, and he just took it. He didn't take it quick, as in the traditionally to kick the ball quickly.
Yes, and it
kicked
dead.
It dead. That was just a dagger.
That was a moment.
That was an absolute dagger, and then
like they kept trying to maul it.
Yeah, not a lot of composure.
Glasgow was giving them nothing.
Yeah, and Glasgow. Okay.
And Glasgow were defensively very solid, tight. Like last week when we saw the Bulls play, they scored some amazing tries by shifting it wide really quickly. And it was like, oh my gosh, this is
lovely. Yeah, love to watch.
We didn't really see it.
No, well, like at the beginning of the game, I was like very much expecting the Bulls to come out a win. Mm-hmm. And I thought, and then I saw Glasgow get into the game and they didn't look overawed.
No.
They were playing footy and I thought, okay, they're here to play. This is a game.
Defensively really solid. Like the one try that the Bulls scored was, I don't want to call it a bit arsy, but it was like the line out, Van Staden peels off.
He gets
some ground, but he gets tackled and then he just does the quick release and pick up and go again.
Which was good thinking.
Great thinking, but it's not like they got beaten all ends up, you know?
No,
it wasn't
all
like a defensive meltdown.
It felt very much like a South African winning performance. So they're dominant up front. Their forward pack looked, their scrum looked really, really dominant, especially considering what they did to an All-Ireland front row last week. I was thinking, oh God, this
could
be
a long day.
And they
get
up, you know, they get up 6-0 and then they get a try. And I was like, I've seen this story before.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's one of those games where I'm like, I've got to watch this because I've got to talk about it, but I'm not interested now. Like, I'm like, I know this.
Like a lot of fans would have been watching the Blues game. Yeah. Just like, well.
I know what happens here. But yeah, and then just out of really kind of against the run of play, like it was well earned. They took it well, but that try just before half time to Glasgow.
Clock's in the red.
Huge moment.
Yeah.
Huge moment.
Game
they're going
changer for sure.
They're going 13-0, and then it was all Glasgow. You know, for like a long, long period of that game, and they had so much pressure in that first 20 minutes of the second half.
Yep.
They score, the Blues score another penalty, and all the way until about 66 minutes or 65 minutes, the crowd's in party mode.
Mm-hmm.
They're dancing, they're singing, they're just looking as though they're just at the celebratory parade for them winning the championship. And then just it's just another try, and then that quick try that is disallowed happens, and then they're just going, holy, what's
going on here? How,
we could lose this, and you feel the atmosphere deflating just slightly, completely change, and it goes from just joyous sort of celebration, oh, we'll get this done, no worries, we're a better team, we've got the forwards, you know, like they're still kind of on that kind of World Cup, we're amazing at rugby, they are amazing at rugby, and then it just goes to, oh my God, we're going to lose to Glasgow! Yeah, and it was what a team Glasgow are, though. You know, not to give up in that situation. Mm. It was a phenomenal thing.
Yeah,
to
composure
see.
From 13-0 down in a final away from home, second week away from home, is pretty massive.
And Loftus, man.
And Loftus, yeah, exactly. And you would think, like, Loftus, the whole thing is, well, you need to have a lead with 20 minutes to go because they're going to finish the game stronger.
Yes.
But not really.
Yeah.
The Glasgow boys just kept tackling the house down. They finished at 92%. The Bulls tackled at 79%. Like, I tend to think 85 is kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
85 is fine. If you're in the 90s, it's like you're a test match level side.
Yeah.
If you're in the 70s, you're like, that's like Chile playing, you know, like Argentina or something like that.
They looked a little passive in the collision. Yeah. Like, who's the number?
Some of those big guys, like those big loose forwards, like that guy, Hanekom, who'd been devastating the week before.
Not really.
Wasn't
there.
Really getting forward. Elric Lowe knocked a ball on, which kind of led to that try. Just
miss not having LaRue there.
LaRue for sure.
Like this, that steadying hand and like
experience. They just he just always pops up in the right place.
Yeah, and that was such a crucial thing against Leinster when he was able to put them down in the corner in their own 22 and get the old 50-22. That was him being able to do that. That could have swung the momentum back their way. But him not being there, Hurson let the moment get to him a little bit. They seem to be shirking tackles. The number eight for Glasgow, what's his name?
Jack Dempsey.
How many tackles did he get through?
It was like, a lot, I think eight?
Yeah, it seemed like he, every time he got into contact, he was just able to just like roll a shoulder, shirk a guy off and get another 5 meters or so. And he was just doing it all day. And like the heaps of their players were doing that. So they just attacked like titans. Mm. They really, really did. And just that belief to do it in that environment against that crowd, it's quite a thing. Teams in black go all right over there.
That's apparently.
Yeah. And Loftus.
Jake White, after the game, said...
Whoa, that was shit.
His interview was not great.
No, it was pretty poor.
He was... I mean, it's always hard straight after a game that you've just... Like, there's loads of interviews online that you can find of sports players or coaches that have just lost a major final and they're in a pretty bad mood. Like, Jake White's in a pretty bad mood.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing... He did go on about the ref a little bit, but one thing he mentioned was how many internationals Glasgow have.
Yeah.
Compared to the Bulls.
Yeah.
And I think that's partly because Scotland has got two professional teams.
Yeah.
So apart from the top guys who play abroad, they're all playing for Glasgow or Edinburgh. So it's a team stock full of internationals, whereas the Bulls, you know, a lot of South African guys do go abroad. A lot of the Springboks guys, top guys play abroad. So
was he, I didn't hear that part of it. Was he like, well, they've got lots of internationals?
Basically, just like they're kind of like the guys they can bring off the bench is kind of a difference maker. Do you think experience is maybe a factor because the side is... You know, being done at a test level, or is he just clutching at straws?
I think he's clutching at straws.
He should be saying, well, if we tackle at 79%, we're not going to win many finals.
Yeah, 100%. You're just going to be like, they played well. We weren't quite up to it tonight. Yeah, they get the
chocolate. I will say one thing. Every Bulls comment or South African
comment. Yeah, I noticed that too.
They're all gracious as fuck.
Yeah, 100%. I did.
No one is saying the ref robbed us. Everyone is just like, man, Glasgow played great.
If there's any chance of, you know, a decision or a... to be deemed potentially like in the middle-ish. You're like, it could have gone either way, that decision. It's a 50-50 call. The South Africans are going to call it out. Like most fans. Like,
right.
So I thought the referee was very, very good.
Yeah.
So for Jake White to come out and say, well, that, you know, for some reason, referees always like to give it to the opposing... What do you say? He liked to give it to the away fans.
Something like that.
They said they like to let them win. It was a weird comment.
I'm not sure if that was what he meant, but it sounded weird.
And every time they cut to him, it didn't even look like he was in the stadium. It looked like he was just in the back of some random room somewhere, like having one too many whiskeys.
He mentioned how many finals he's lost, and it's a lot. Like, he's obviously won a World Cup, but yeah, he like lost the Super Rugby final. He's lost two URC finals now. He said he lost some other final. I can't remember. So he actually said, maybe I need to look at what I'm doing to prep my team for finals.
That's good. Because
they're not, like, they're not showing up at the kind of key moments. So.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. So
at least that's a bit of self-reflection.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And then I think you should just have, like, in front of you, just on a little piece of paper that you can only see, it's just don't blame the ref.
Yeah.
Because
Antoine DuPont did it after the World Cup. That's not a good look. You always look like a sore loser.
No matter,
even if the ref legit did rob you, you still look like a sore loser.
Yeah, yeah.
The only line that's acceptable is basically, yeah, congratulations, they played really well.
Graham
Henry, like, yeah, with Wayne Barnes.
Well, after the game, after the game,
he wrote a book about it or something.
Yeah, after the game, he said we didn't get the rub of the green.
Right.
Richie McCaw never said anything about the referee.
Yeah.
It's just that big forward pass.
Yeah.
The penalty count, you can argue either way, whatever. But he said in his book, he said, at the time, the thought crossed my mind that there might have been match fixing going along.
Oh, wow.
Is that him just writing an auto? Because that might have been a genuine thought that he had in the moment where he was just like, you know, not thinking straight or clearly. And obviously there's a shocking decision there, but, you know, it's probably could have left that out of the book. But they also, when you got a ghostwriter or something writing it for you, like, we need to
spice it up.
We need to get something to get some headlines in here, exactly. You know. Oh, well. But, yeah, what a team. Unlucky Bulls, you don't get
how good is it for the URC that you've had a South African winner year one, Irish winner year
really
two,
good,
Scottish
man.
Winner year three. That's fantastic.
That competition is flying.
Super Rugby could use, like, a bit more variety in its winners. Like, this year we got the Blues. It's another All-New Zealand final, so it's a little bit less colourful. But
when was the last time there was 7 years of Crusader dominance.
The last non-New Zealand finals were the Lions.
When was the last New Zealand? Did they win it? Who was the last non-New Zealand team to win it?
The Waratahs, I think, 10 years ago.
That's more than 10 years ago. That's
2014, so 10 years ago.
I thought that was 2011.
No, that's the Reds.
Oh, they won it 2011?
I think so.
2014?
Or was it 2015?
2015? Oh, no, it was the year when Checo was the coach.
2014.
Was it? 2014. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago.
Lock it in.
Final answer. Yeah. Find a friend. Don't phone me, I'll tell you wrong. I think it was 2011, mate. Lock that one
when
in.
When was the last time there was a non... Yeah, must have been... I don't think an Australian team's made the final since then. Have the Brumbies made a final?
I was about to say, have they won a semi? And I was like, well, that would mean they're
in the final.
They're in the final.
International rugby?
International rugby.
South Africa.
Yes, for the illustrious...
41.
Yes.
Same score as the Blues got.
Yeah.
13. So... not quite as emphatic as the Blues in the Super Rugby final, but bloody close.
Yeah.
And test match.
And 1 point at halftime.
1 point at halftime, 14-13. And Wales just like, we don't need to score any points in the second half.
So at this point of the evening, I had played golf, ducked it straight up the State Highway 1, went to St. Leonard's Road Brewery, had a few beers, went to the game, had a lot of beers, went to this weird...
How much did you spend on beer at Eden Park?
Don't want to look. Went to this weird AA corporate shack thing. Drank some disgusting alcohol in there. It was free, but that was all they had left. I had a rosé in a can, and I had like some like strawberry peach gin in a can, and it was just like straight sugar to my veins. I was like, oh, this
biggest
is not good.
Chooses.
And then we went back to St. Leonard's Brewery, and then went to Neighborhood Bar, had some Sambuca shots, lots of more beers, and then came back here and was drinking red wine for the game. So, and I was talking to my mate Aaron, having a couple of wines.
Aaron,
yeah. Is a male called Aaron.
Fuck, kind of name is Aaron for a dude.
You tell him that. He's giant.
How do you spell it?
E-R-I-N.
Yeah. That's the girl's name, Aaron. I don't think that's a...
That's his name. And he's definitely not very feminine. Well,
that's
no,
not,
he's not.
That's like some names like Tony.
Blame it on his dad.
Tony can be a girl's name.
Blame, his dad died last year, so you can't blame him on blame his dad.
Like Leslie can be both.
Aaron. His name is Aaron.
Terry can be both.
Aaron, you want me to call him?
These are all my aunts, by the way. No, I don't want you to fucking call
him. Hold on, I'm going to call him.
For fuck's sake.
You get
getting distracted.
You're going to... It's the name of the podcast. He's too sound distracted. I know you can call him. And then he won't sound like... And he'll probably agree with you.
Saying,
I think I've heard him go, why the fuck is my name here? Yeah, I don't know. I've just known him for so long. I've known him since school, so...
Okay.
His name's Aaron. Yeah, my female...
It's unusual.
My female friend... My Somebody male friend...
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but...
My male friend, Sandra. Shannon can be a...
Well, I know, all I know is my grandfather, right?
Yeah, his name's Aaron.
He really wanted a son.
Yes.
So daughter number one is Norma, because his name was Norman. And he was like, well, fucking close enough. Norma. Second one is Leslie, because he wanted a boy, but it's a girl. Then he has my mum, and my grandma gets the names of Dawn. That's a girl's name.
Right.
And then you got Terry, and then you got Tony, and then you got Joe. And they're all girls. They're all girls.
That reminds me, Norma. That's that reminds me. Do you see?
He really wanted a boy, so he just kept giving all these kids. Apart from my mum, they all got boys, and they all got dual.
I remember. Names. You remember Flight of the Conchords?
Yes, I do remember Flight of the Conchords.
When Jermaine falls in love with or starts dating an Australian.
Oh, I can't remember that far back.
Named Keitha.
Oh goodness me!
Just called Keitha. And then, Keitha, like a girl, Keitha.
A girl, Keith.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right. Okay, what were we talking about?
Jesse Creel got a try in 4 minutes, and it was looking ominous for the Welsh.
Yeah, it was quick start.
And then there was like a penalty try after Wales had a yellow card, which led to a second yellow card.
Was that the one?
So you're like 13, 15 minutes in, and it's 14-0, and Wales are down to 13 men. You're like, this is going to be fucking 80 points.
Yeah, but the Wales...
You're probably pretty cut by this point.
I was very cut. The only thing I really remember from that first half is there was an intercept to a Welshman.
Yeah, they didn't score from it.
And then... A Colby / Aranza lookalike.
That's the second half. Oh, they're with the tackle.
He makes an incredible tackle.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And then and then another Colby Aranza lookalike makes another tackle like immediately afterwards. And I remember
now you're just being racist.
No. And then I was like
the first one I could live with.
No, but then I was just like, what just happened? And then I said, Aaron, look at this. I paused it. I said, is this the same guy? Does he make the same tackle? And then I was like, no, surely couldn't it? Because he made the tackle. He couldn't make the next tackle. And then I paused it. And Aaron's like, doesn't give a shit. And then I rewound it. And I was just like, in my very drunken state, just like, trying to watch it, like, eyes peeled. Going, surely that's not him doing both tackles. And then he makes a copybook tackle. Jumps to his feet, who was it?
Vandermeer, Edvald Vandermeer.
No, the guy who made the break.
Was it
Piccolo? Yeah, whoever. And he pops it to another Welshman,
right?
Sheepshagger Jones, and somehow he's in perfect position, like
and he drops it.
To make another tackle.
Oh right,
like he just went boom boom, like two incredible tackles. Two try-saving tackles that, like, it was like watching a bumblebee fly. I was like, this is doesn't make sense.
How does this work?
I couldn't get it. I was like, this is outrageous. You know the little sequence I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He makes that great tackle, swings around, and then the guy pops it off the ground. You think, well, he's out of the play.
It looked like it was a sure try.
It was outrageous defense. That guy, that was maybe the best piece of defensive effort I've ever seen in my life.
I've seen Adam Ashley Cooper tackle with two guys at once.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
But it's right up there.
I wish I was on something else. And then I'd be like, dude.
He did get man of the match.
Well, he played out of his skin. Who was the number 10? I didn't recognize somebody yet.
Hendrixer. He had a kind of stink first half.
Yeah.
Because he like slipped over at one point, threw a forward offload, threw the intercept pass, missed a pretty easy penalty. But then, like, second half, he was really just starting to get into his groove, I think, and then he got subbed.
Right.
But first game.
Yeah, well, well done. Nice work.
But then this guy, Sasha, finds him, Gomazulu comes on and just fucking bombs. lost the game. He kicked like a freaking 40, 50 meter penalty. He looked really good.
Well, that's great. How, like, because I fell asleep in the second half.
Yeah, it was 14-13 at halftime.
Yeah.
So Wales had kind of got the one arsey try where they had an attacking line out and the South African stole it, but it bobbled and Dewey Lake, Welsh hooker, grabbed it and scored.
Yeah,
that scored a couple of penalties. There
was
penalties,
that one try. I do remember, I felt it, last thing I remember watching was the first try in the second half to Wales, and it seemed to have come from, looked like a pretty forward pass.
The Mpimpi try.
Yeah.
That one, I don't know how that didn't get called forward.
Yeah, that's like
the commentary,
the commentary
I was listening to was like, ah, that's forward, they'll call that back. And I was watching it, I think it was like 1-2 in the morning, and I was like, that's forward, they'll call it back. And then
then
I heard the team, I go, that's fine. And I was like, okay.
How do you watch that?
I mean, I saw like the ball definitely travels forward. Maybe,
but it looks like
thinking the hands are not forward.
But it looked
but it
like
still
clearly
looks
like it's like,
yeah,
out.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, it didn't make a difference. No, but I mean, Welsh fans would have said like that.
And they get to retain the Qatar Airlines Cup. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
It's a little bit.
That guy, Edward Vandermeer, got a try later on as well. Oh, nice. It was one where there was like no space, and he just went like jinkity jinkity boom,
jinkity jinkity bang.
You
would
have loved it if loved that defensively. You would have loved that try.
I love it with jinkity jinkity.
So,
and he's not a young man.
He's
like 28.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But I've been like, he's looked like discount Cheslin Kolbe for years. You're like, oh, this guy, if not for Cheslin Kolbe, he might be Cheslin Kolbe. You know what I mean? Like, he's
a
fucking good player.
Yeah.
But it's great that he gets a chance because.
And he got to showcase.
Like in New Zealand, when do we give a 28-year-old winger a debut?
Well,
never.
Yeah.
We're 28 years old. We're like Leonardo DiCaprio. We're like, nah,
if you're past 25 and you haven't made the All Blacks, you're not allowed
to. You're screwed if you're an outside back.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I can't think of anyone. How old was Caleb Clark when they were still picking him? Not Caleb Clark, Caleb Ralph.
Oh, Caleb Ralph. Jesus Christ, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What a time. They gave JK a little bit of a run towards the end of his career once he'd been out and he came back in. I think he pushed out Goldie of his position briefly again.
Goldie went to play cricket.
Yeah. No, Goldie played cricket first.
But he played cricket at the end of his rugby career as well.
At the very end.
Yeah, I saw him.
But that's not... JK was well and truly retired then.
Okay.
Yeah.
41-13 is pretty emphatic.
Indeed. It is. Another emphatic win to South Africa. But I don't think... do you think the Welsh be
here? The Welsh squad was very inexperienced.
What's this?
But I mean, South Africa also blooded a bunch of new guys.
That's your question. What's all this about old Gats making somebody feel disrespected in the Welsh team? Did you hear about this? So, oh God, you mean to tell me? I was just giving you a little...
Enlighten me.
So, one of the hookers that was picked for the wider squad...
Oh, is this Sam Perry?
Yes, I think that's one.
Okay.
He left, and he just left the training squad. He's like, there's no reason for me to be here. And then he said he felt disrespected, and he said, well, they only brought me in to train the other hookers. And he said he just felt disrespected and that he wasn't really there for any other reason other than to just hold tackle bags. And he just left the thing, and he went on record saying he felt disrespected.
That's a bit shit, because he's a good player.
Yeah, well, he's probably not...
not going to be in the Welsh squad anytime soon.
Yeah, well. And they said he was great in the team before, but yeah.
Gats. I feel like...
Gats's
return to Wales may not have been the wisest choice.
We might have to rename that gate.
But we will see. Time will tell. He did get his team to a quarterfinal. They won their pool back at the World Cup. Wasn't that long ago.
And it was but it was a quarterfinal that you think they could have won. They should have won against
Argentina.
Like that, if they went out against South Africa or Ireland,
you could understand it. They should have won that one.
Yeah, that would have been a fair quarterfinal if Ireland beat them and Ireland got through. Still, poor old Irish, eh?
There was another game on.
Japan.
Japan hosted England.
How did that? I didn't watch any of it.
Do you even know the score?
The English won convincingly.
They did.
Yes.
52 points to 17. 8 different try scorers for England.
Nice. Good tries?
Yeah, good mix. Cross kicks and backs and forwards, like some grunt and some mauls and like a whole bunch of everything.
And the Barbas?
Barbas game I haven't seen.
Oh.
Barbas Fiji. Haven't seen it yet.
I've watched the highlights.
Okay.
It was the last ever game.
About England first?
What's there to say? They trounced them. They trounced them. I was. We've still got to talk about the. I was just thinking we still need to talk about the selection.
Scored. Yeah.
Because we've got some hot takes.
Oh, there was a red card in the England game as well.
Oh, who got red carded?
Charlie Yules, the replacement lock. Chucks. He just went in with this kind of flying missile, uncontrolled clean out on like directly at Michael Leitch's leg, which was just like standing there at a breakdown. So right as he's about to make contact, Leitch just lifts his leg a little bit off the ground. So when it takes the impact, it's got somewhere to go, thankfully. If he'd been planted like he was, like half a second earlier, it's fucking snap time.
Would that be like that? What's the Australian lock against?
Yeah, Swain. Like Swain. It was like that kind of, it would have been that bad. So he had to go down for a while. Leitch was like, you know.
I heard Bongi was lucky with a call.
Like, yeah, Bongi had one, but he was really low.
Yeah, I saw a replay and people saying he was lucky. We didn't talk about that,
but it was pissing me off in that game. The TMO was like, I said to somebody, it was like he's getting paid per intervention. Like he was fucking on commission or something.
Check, check,
fucking everything. And there's like two of the check checks were penalty only. Like I said it in the review, if there's a check check where you're going to make us find the footage for 2 minutes and then look at the footage for 2 minutes and then make a decision for 2 minutes, well, we're sitting there for six fucking minutes, you better have killed a man.
What happened?
You know what I mean? Do you get what I mean?
There hasn't
right?
been a homicide. I'm not interested. It was a little bit painful in the Bulls Glasgow game. Like I think it had been a couple of times where they'd go to the TMO and the TMO would bring up footage
of something totally else.
Three or four phases earlier, and then the crowd would be reacting to that going, oh, and you're like, that's
not what they're looking for.
And they're like, oh, you got it. And they'll be like, yes, I'll go find it. And then he plays the same. It's like, no, that's the same one again, just a different angle.
Yeah.
Come on, Steve.
Yeah, they couldn't get it right.
Get it together.
But there's a lot of TMO in the South African Wales game. But red card for Charlie Yulesmans. He probably won't be on the tour in New Zealand.
Okay.
But the English looked pretty good.
Nice one.
Scored some nice tries. Japan, I think, are very much in a rebuild. One thing.
Yes, go on.
Jamie Joseph, the former Japan coach. Remember, he got them to that high of the 2019 World Cup. Then there was COVID, so Japan didn't get many games, and they kind of seemed to fall away. And the guys that Jamie Joseph did bring in were kind of like basically the foreign imports.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the guys who – there's a few guys who are based in Japan comment. They say, like he's not picking all these guys – from the Japanese league, like the actual local talent that's coming through. So Eddie Jones did give a number of guys a debut or like a second cap, third cap in that game. So as much as we don't really have faith in what Eddie Jones is doing in recent times, hopefully he's...
we'll see.
He's going to... Because someone mentioned that like a few of those guys like Himeno and Matsushima, like the guys who went on to be the stars, they were first given their opportunity by Eddie Jones. So... if he can find those same kind of diamonds, then...
proof will be in the pudding. We'll see how they go.
But yeah, 52-7, not great. 17, sorry. 52-17.
Right. Well done.
Tell me about the Barbas.
It
was 45-32.
Yeah, it was a fun Barbas game. Nice.
I saw some complaints that the Barbas had a bunch of guys...
Whitelock's last ever game.
Yeah, well, the Barbas had all their guys released to them from their clubs.
Yeah.
But when Fiji asked, can we have guys released? They were like, no, it's not in the test window. It's out of the test window.
Oh, that's bullshit.
So they're released for the Barbas, but not for Fiji, which is kind of shitty.
Yeah, that is kind of shitty. Come on, guys. Mm. Yeah. Was that because the Barbas are an all boys network, essentially?
Probably, yeah.
That's such bullshit. And it's just so exposed when it's that sort of situation.
Yep.
You know, there's no bureaucratic power with the Fijians. They're just busy supplying everyone their brilliant talent. You know, it was a fun game, a little bit back and forward, but just a perfect sort of opponent for the Barbas. It's sort of flair on flair, basically. There was a Japanese player at the very end who got to do a kick, and I thought, why wasn't that Sam Whitelock? But Sam Whitelock was already off the field at that stage. It was right in front, and he took like a minute and a half to take the kick.
That's the lock, right?
Nah, it was.
Was he loose forward?
He's that guy with like the dreads.
Oh, Shota
Horie. Yeah.
The hooker.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there was three Japanese guys playing in that game. Craig Miller.
It was fun. It was a fun game.
And then
one
of the other guys.
Yeah.
Not Dunes.
Who else? Fanga Nuku was playing.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I feel a bit gassy today. It's really hard. You don't want to hear me burp, but I've got some.
Got a microphone right up in your face.
Up in my grill. All Black selection. How do you feel about it?
You know Hoskins Satutu.
I've heard of him.
He's been playing pretty well.
Incredibly well all year.
Like one of the top try scorers, got a wicked pass on him, bust tackles.
Looks like a complete footballer.
And he extended his contract with the Blues for like 2 more years. So I was like, there's a conversation be going on in the background where he's had a word, a tap on a shoulder. Look, mate, you're playing the house down.
We really want you to stay.
We really want you to stay. Sign for 2 more years. And like, he's not in the fucking squad. What?
What does he have to do?
They've picked Wallace Satiti, who had an amazing semi-final. One like exceptional game, and then it's had a good season all round.
And then had one good run in the final, but then went missing. Whereas Hoskins Satutu has not had a bad game, scored a ton of tries, has looked to get his hands dirty as far as I could see, like getting into the nitty-gritty, like getting go for a ball, not shirking his defensive duties, as far as I can tell. And then they say, well, we're looking at people on both sides of the ball. And you're like, well,
is that a backhanded like we like?
So, Ethan Blackadder, what has he done this year?
He's been injured for a bit.
Okay, Satiti had one decent game.
He had one phenomenal game.
Yeah, one incredible game. But Satiti's had a lot of incredible games all bloody year. Artie Sevilla's in there 100%. Dalton Papali'i, you can't leave.
Do you think the fact they leave Satutu out means that Artie is still playing eight? Because they're like, well, if we've got Artie at eight, we don't need an already established eight, so why don't we pick this young guy who can sit on the bench and not be grumpy?
Yeah.
Or sit like in the squad and be happy to be in the squad and not disgruntled that he's not getting game time.
Do you think that they thought... Is it... Well,
maybe. Like, if you pick Hoskins or Tutu and not play him, is he more disgruntled kind of thing?
There's all the things that we don't see. We don't see these guys' personalities. We don't see what they contribute to the team.
Yeah.
Like...
There was a hoo-ha last year when...
He didn't text them back.
Yeah, he didn't text back about not getting through to the World Cup.
But how crappy is that? You got a text telling you you're not going into the World Cup. And you're like, well...
That's bullshit, eh? It's a phone call.
Oh, you didn't text me back.
Like, the Wallaby squad is also out, and Joe Schmidt is the guy who calls the guys who don't make it.
Yeah, right.
The guys who do make it, he actually delegates that to somebody else.
Yeah, okay.
That's the sign of someone who's pretty awesome, I think. Like, you take the shit job upon yourself and give the nice job to your...
You ran Carter Gordon and Mark Nawani to Wassey.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a class act, right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be the one making the difficult phone calls. It's nice to be the one making the phone call.
Who knows what they've communicated to him, but what do they say? We haven't seen enough from you this year? Like,
what else do you want?
Like,
I'm going to do his stats, man. I'm going to have a rundown of his stats compared to Satiti's.
Yeah, well, it was mind-boggling because I was just watching it and, like, I remember going through the S's and I remember just thinking to myself, fuck, I sure didn't make it again.
Right.
You know? And then I was just going, they did say Satutu, didn't they? I don't know if I heard it. They must have.
Yeah.
Just missed it. Because, you know,
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, far out. They bloody well hope they said it. I'm sure not. They sure they must have. And then it came up, the graphic at the end where they show all the players. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I felt sick about it. I really did. Like,
it seems wrong.
I don't tweet about much, but I let my feelings known to all of like 6 people on Twitter. Thanks, Rian, for liking that. Appreciate it. Really got me some real traction. but it just seems absurd.
Yeah.
I said it was a disgrace. And I also commented on the All Blacks post going, what a fucking disgrace.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Like, he played so well.
I know.
He's just done...
Is he a prick, maybe?
Well, yeah.
They don't like him.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When like, just gets in there and... Well, when you see him in the media, he seems to be...
Seems like a nice guy.
A man of few words.
Yeah.
You know, like, doesn't say a lot. But yeah, is he just a real piece of shit? Like, well, hopefully he's not. Like, I'm not saying you're a piece of shit, Hoskins. But we don't know.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, we feel gutted for you.
We're trying to find other reasons why you didn't make the squad.
We can't
understand. Thank you for listening, though.
Big fan since day one. He's like, can't believe you called me a piece of shit.
Never listening again.
Fuck you,
unsubscribed.
Man. Oh, God. I am at a loss. At a loss. Anyway, and...
Ricky Riccatelli didn't make it.
And Bell did.
George
a guy
Bell.
Who played in... Okay.
Who was the substitute?
So Bell made it in. Ethan Blackadder.
There's a few Crusaders guys who
a
are
a lot
bit
of Crusaders. Bell making it in, and he looked pretty poor.
Razor's gone with the guys he knows. Clearly, it's going to be Taylor and Almour.
Well,
Bell's the third guy. He's going to play against
Fiji. Well, clearly, we would have said clearly Hoskins Satoudji is going to make this team. So the Bell being in it, like over Ricky Riccatelli, who worked his ass off all year.
Age difference, maybe.
And but in pressure moments, freaking Bell couldn't throw the ball in all year.
He's only 22. Like,
yeah, but he's playing for the All Blacks. Like, yeah. You better. When have we talked about him? We said, well, he looked half decent.
I haven't
like
talked about
all
him once.
Those games yeah. that they lost, he didn't put his hand up. He was just another one of the young Crusaders that was getting beaten week after week. What on earth is he showing anybody? The fact Ricky Riccatelli has put in all this hard work, graft, energy, and effort, it's got to be some sort of reward. And showing that he doesn't shirk his responsibilities in the big moments and is a steady, reliable pair of hands. Seems a bit bullshit, Razor. Not to go against you immediately, but he's... That was a head scratcher. Plummer not making it in. I thought it would have been nice if he got a little
with Bodie being back, yeah.
But I can understand.
They haven't really picked a fullback.
Yeah, no.
It's going to be Bodie.
McKenzie can play.
Perfetta?
McKenzie's played a little.
McKenzie hasn't played fullback in ages.
Yeah.
It's weird. I think it's going to be Bodie.
Yeah, maybe.
At fullback. Either that or Stephen Perfetta, but it's weird. I mean, Will Jordan's injured.
Cameron Love didn't get.
Ruben Love is in the injury replacements. Going to train with the squad.
On a part-time basis. Lucky you, you get a tracksuit.
Yeah.
So
is George Bauer, another Crusader.
Yeah. So I thought George Bauer played all right this year.
Who else is there? There's a couple. Oh, David Harvili, another Crusader.
There are more
Crusaders.
There are more.
Proctor got the cap. That's a fair call. Like, that's a form call, I think, for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
How many Highlanders are there? There's not many.
Groot.
The Groot. Is he the only one?
I can't think of any else. And it was. We're looking at we're talking about how powerful and how dominant that Blues pack has been. We've got three.
Tuipulotu's in there.
Yeah.
Tuonga Fassi's in there.
And
Papali'i's in there.
Yeah. That's it. Offa, he's not there, eh? Is he?
Oh, Tuonga Fassi's in there.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. But the other guy, big personality, beard, played for the All Blacks before. He's come on as a replacement a few times.
Tava.
Yeah, he didn't make it. Yeah.
I don't think he's been in the form to make it, to be fair.
Yeah, but just, I thought Derry might have a
he's in the one of the injury replacements.
Yeah.
They only got three locks. So they got Scotty Barrett, who's captain. That was an easy call. It was either him or Artie, but I mean
there's been a bit of hoo ha about saying that this surely has got it meant to be going to
it was always going to be a Crusader.
What's this bias to the Crusaders, especially after the year they've just had? Like, I know they won seven bloody titles in a row, but Razor, you're not the Crusaders coach anymore. You're not, like, you've got to go outside.
You go with a known quantity, though.
And, like, the forward, what's his name? Ball guy looks like Mr. Potato, but is a great coach. Forwards
Jason
coach.
Ryan.
Jason Ryan.
Sorry, Jason.
So Jason Ryan.
I don't even know this guy. It's our first episode.
Yeah. Jason Ryan. He's
blackmailing me to do this.
I've got photos.
He's got pictures.
Jason Ryan, he obviously knows a lot of these Crusaders, and he's got must have a Crusader bias. Well, now we're just accusing them of open bias now.
You bastards.
Yeah. How did you do that? Yeah, it was but I still think it's a good team on paper. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, and I still rate Razor as obviously an incredible coach, but that was some.
He probably knows more about rugby than we do.
A hell of a lot more rugby. Yeah. I just could not believe Hoskins wasn't in it. Just,
I'm determined to do the stats.
It's just outrageous. And then, if he's like, he misses the odd tackle, but everybody misses the odd tackle.
I'm gonna do the stats. That's on my agenda for the week.
All right,
100%.
I'm looking forward to it. You've already released it. I saw you before you got here, between the time you released it, what's her name? Straight off.
Squad reaction, yeah. I might do what I did with the halfbacks at the World Cup. I'll pick like four number eights. I'll get all their stats, but I'll not name them.
Yeah, right.
I'll just be like, here's this guy, like A, B, C, D. Here's their defensive stats, offensive stats. And then like, who would you pick? And then we'll release the names.
TJ Perenara being in there, that's a nice...
reward for form.
Rewarded.
Ratsima is one of the uncapped guys.
Yeah, that was nice to see him get in there. Oh, I liked the fact the big unit, Toloiso Poiso, what is his name? 140 kilo. He looks like a unit. Gone, changed from a...
140 something kilos, tight head prop.
Ooh, big Tossie, boy.
Yeah, big unit for the Canes. Kane's scrum has been good this year. So
yeah, yeah. It's
that's
really
a
good
little
team.
Bit.
Where's Tyrell Lomax?
He's in there.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in the squad.
All right. Well, yeah. But yeah, just felt gutted for Hoskins at 2-2 to this evening.
In particular, Hoskins at 2-2. Yeah. Harry Palmer was always going to be, I think, a bit of a long shot.
If he got in there, I would have been like, oh, great.
Yeah.
I would have been happy just with like some sort of reward.
Yeah, a bit of a, like, not quite a redemption story, but a good story.
Pitch invader.
Hoskins at 2-2.
What do you think of Hoskins at 2-2 not making the team?
That's bullshit.
Yeah, she's got it.
She knows.
Who? What position does Hoskins at 2-2 play?
Prop. Exactly right.
Yeah, definitely a prop. What's your favorite thing about his game?
His ass. There you go.
He's got a great ass.
He does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a great prop with a great ass, apparently, according to the Pitch Invader. Well, any other takes on it?
Is that all the debutants?
Tulsi. Piranara is not a debutant, but it feels kind of like a...
Ratima.
There's four, Proctor, isn't there? Price. No, Bell.
Bell, that's right. Hold four wingers. Talia, Clark, Reese, and Narawa.
Yeah.
No fullbacks, four wingers. It's weird.
Just run it from here. Yeah, we need a big boot at the back. Sean's... I was really, really shooting for... Shooting for shooter last year. I would have been
less so this year.
He was injured, and then when he came back, he showed one or two games.
Glimpses, for sure.
But I thought he
not quite that
was
same.
Shirking his defensive responsibilities a little bit. Mm. His body wasn't right in the right frame. But he has got such a great game if he could get all that, like, because he's got a big old boot and is just such an attacking threat. If he could get his defense right, he could be a flipping great All Black. But yeah, I didn't think it was too wild, the fact that he wasn't.
Didn't make it. Fakatava's another one, like the Highlanders didn't have a great season.
And it's hard when you're one of those positions, isn't it?
If you're a halfback, it's hard to look good when your forward pack is getting beaten up.
100%. 100%. So, that's right.
Like if Fakatava plays for the Chiefs and Ratima plays for the Landers,
yeah,
I feel like Fakatava gets to show what he can do.
Who's your starting number nine?
TJ.
TJ?
Even though Chris is in good form, I still think TJ.
And TJ has not been a starting nine any time in his career.
I know. For the All Blacks. Mostly been behind old Aaron.
So, yeah. Anyway, well done.
I mean, if it's Christie, I wouldn't be disappointed.
Yeah, Cortez is your third man.
I think if Cortez plays against Fiji.
Yeah, righto. Oh, if there's an injury, do you reckon they bring in Hoskins? Or you think, in fact, he's not even on that bag-holding duty?
Yeah, imagine if they brought in like Braden Yorse or someone like that. The thing about Hoskins is he's pretty much a specialist eight. And as I said, if you're playing Savio at eight, maybe they just don't see the need to add him to the squad. It's the only thing I can think of.
Well, they said that they would just pick a squad. They didn't say we picked the best players in the country. They said they picked a team to beat England.
Mm. I'm surprised they haven't picked fullback. Because England, like, if they play Freddie Stewart and just kick high balls at us, then we could be in for a long day at the office. But I don't know. We'll see.
And Razor, we trust.
We went to the driving range.
Oh, yes. We went to the driving range.
Now, this is how ignorant I am. I assumed to the driving range, you only use a driver.
What do you thought? That just if you someone got out a 7-iron, they'd be like, no.
This is not an iron range. That's how little I know about golf.
So you're like, you bring all your clubs?
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah.
So we had a whack of some balls. Turns out I'm not secretly the world's best golfer. I just didn't have
because we needed to find out. There was a suspicion you could have been the greatest golfer of the world.
Of all time, you just never played the game.
And then you saw me hitting the ball and you were like, oh, you
can hit the ball.
Yeah, and you're like, well, it's golf. It's what you meant to do.
Yeah.
And then you're all right.
I had a few, and then there's a lot that I didn't hit well.
Yeah, but like that's because it was the first time you ever swung a golf club.
For every five, I want to say I hit one that was all right. I had a few air swings. A
few whiskies, yeah.
A few whiskies and then like a lot of crap.
A lot of crap. Well, yeah, that's totally normal. Like right. You're not just going to...
But the ones that you hit nicely feel amazing.
Yeah, that's golf.
Right.
And then you go, oh, that's easy. You're a bit rusty. Right. It's a bit rusty.
So I think that's kind of how I play cricket.
Well, it's not cricket, it's golf. Mm. So you weren't really... You just need to work out the biomechanics of a golf swing.
Can I tell you something?
You can.
So, Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, yeah?
Right?
Tell me. So, how's Jesus going?
Florida's playing the Oilers, right?
And the Oilers have Jesus.
Game one. Yeah, the Oilers have got Jesus. Game one in Florida. Florida wins. Oilers dominate, but Florida win. Game two, Florida dominate. Florida win.
Uh-huh.
Game three in Edmonton, Florida wins. So they're up 3-0 in a 7-game series. One more game.
They need it.
One more game and it's fucking over.
Dunskies.
Game four, 8-1 to Edmonton.
Ba-boom.
Boom, comeback. Game five, down in Florida. Edmonton get a win again.
Ooh.
Game six, back in Edmonton. They fucking win again. They're going to go to game seven.
Oh, I love a game seven. So, and that's in Florida though.
Yeah, it's in Florida. That's tomorrow.
All right. You going to watch it?
I think so. Three. Like, they were dead and buried. They couldn't score goals against this Bobrovsky, the Russian goaltender for the Panthers. And then they've just gone on this rampage.
Well, and then it could be.
And what's weird is, like, because, you know, you get fans who say stupid shit in all sports.
Yes, you
like,
do.
Like, people from, like, the Panthers were saying, well, they only lost the game in Edmonton, the game four, they could have won it so they can win it at home. Nobody does that shit. Nobody's that dumb. Sports people just want to win everything.
They want to win and they want to go out there. They want to get their win bonuses.
Yeah.
But it's great for the broadcasters.
Fucking A. It's going to be a massive game seven. I kind of hope the Oilers do it, but man, four in a row would be incredible. It's only been ever done once in history in ice hockey, and that was 1942.
I hate to kill the buzz.
Right. You'd be, the Warriors lost. But the Warriors won, but the Warriors, your Warriors lost.
That wasn't the buzz I was trying to kill. No. That was a terrible loss the Warriors had. The New Zealand Warriors, one New Zealand Warriors. They lost 66-6 against a really bad team.
That's a hiding and a half.
Yes, it was just before the Blues game.
Right.
So that cheered me back up. But no, the buzzkill I have for you is back to Super Rugby, claiming it's going to be on again next year.
Okay.
Well, there's only going to be 11 teams.
Right.
And I saw an interview with the CEO of it on The Breakdown.
Oh, I didn't see this yet. I haven't been watching The Breakdown. Pissing me off.
Yeah, I watched a little bit
of it. I've been watching the Aotearoa Rugby pod.
It's not bad.
The Aotearoa Rugby pod. It's quite good.
Yeah. But they had an interview with the guy, the CEO, whatever it is. And nobody asked him about, because this is all kind of softball shit.
Yeah.
And that he's just like, we just look at everything from a fan's perspective and about what the best thing is for the fans and how they want to view the product and all this sort of crap. And I was just like, all kind of corporate talking points. And I was just like, can somebody just be like, eight teams making the finals is dumb.
Yeah.
How are you going to fix that? Because the fans are not engaged with the shitty system you've got right now.
Yeah,
I have a horrible feeling. A horrible, horrible feeling that it's not going anywhere for next year at least. And with 11 teams, 11 teams.
Three teams won't make the playoffs.
Only three teams won't make the playoffs. And that is just awful, isn't it? Isn't that just ridiculous?
Yeah. I don't mean to bring it back to ice hockey, but you know I started 2 cents rugby based on the guy called the hockey guy, who's the whiteboard ice hockey guy.
Yeah.
He did a video the other day about like the playoffs in ice hockey and about how people have talked about like, because in ice hockey it's 50% of the teams.
Yeah.
About how some people wanted to expand the playoffs and he was like, hell no, that's the dumbest shit idea. That's going to dilute the playoffs. And I was like, everybody knows that.
Yeah, 100%.
Other sports understand this stuff.
Yeah.
It's dumb. It's.
I reckon. He's got to pop something.
It's just so dumb.
I reckon if there's 11 team playoff, you know, I reckon we make it. If there's 11 teams, we were saying a top six before.
Yeah.
But I think with 11 teams, that's too many. I reckon top five, number one.
Gets a break.
It gets a break, and they're immediately in the final. So.
They make competition for that number one spot.
Yeah, number one spot.
Intense.
Number one spot is.
Guaranteed home final.
Golden.
Buy your tickets early. Schedule the final.
Yeah. It's mana from heaven. Week off, you're in the final. Okay, and then
isn't that 2 weeks off?
No, it's 1 week. No, it's no quarters. It's just four teams left having a semi. Five
four,
teams.
But then four teams go into two.
No. Oh yeah.
So you're left with three teams. So then those teams need to have a game.
Okay, that's a good idea. Oh, yeah, we'll do that. Okay. For some reason, I was thinking the winners will be the final. I was like, no, that's three teams. I did a mark. Okay. Well, yeah, 2 weeks off. Okay.
It's 2 weeks off too much, though.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
You've not thought this through.
But wouldn't that be exciting? 2 weeks off, and then you're like, oh, is that too? Is it a cursed chalice? Like, that everyone wants it. Everyone wants it, but they're like, you lose a little bit of track fitness or something like that, and then the other team comes in with a head full of steam on the back of 2 wins. But then they get home field advantage. The team is fresh as anything. They can just go out and pump, you know?
It'd be nice to be able to sell the tickets 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like the Crusaders versus who, you know? Something's got to change. It can't be bloody 8 teams or 11. Then it's a joke.
It's already not great.
The games are really good.
Yes, the games are good.
The games are good. The players are doing their job.
At times, a little bit bland because they're... Because
there's no consequences. There's no jeopardy.
There's no meat in it.
Yeah, it's just like watching a sitcom that's going nowhere. Like, it's just got to have something. Anyway, have we ever talked about this before?
I think we might have.
We might have done it before.
This is a podcast.
And the name of this podcast is...
2 cents gets distracted. Because I'm 2 cents. I'm 2 2 cents because I'm 2 cents rugby and 2 cents on tour.
Yes.
Cardi card. No, you don't need to put a card.
Yeah, yeah. There might be one there. I might have done it.
If he remembers.
And I am...
If he does the timestamps.
I am already. Distracted.
Distracted Sports. Who at some point will put out a video other than this podcast series, but he's not working on it because he's playing.
I started writing. I've written like a paragraph.
Nice.
A little bit of an England, New Zealand.
That could be tasty.
Preview.
There you go.
Yeah. I've just talked about like
some Clive Woodward in there.
What, you reckon? Clive Wood.
He beat us down here, remember? Back in the day?
2003. Mm-hmm. And then went on and won the World Cup that year.
Bastard.
Bugger. Anyway, I was in England at the time.
Oh.
No. He beat us. Oh, no. He beat us in 2002 in England as well at Twickenham. Right. I was in England then. I wasn't at the game, though. Geez, when you say things like I was an adult somewhere else in the world 20 years ago, you're like...
It's a bit scary.
I'm very old.
Trying to work out when I last saw the Blues win. And I was like, oh, I was like 20 and I was at high school.
I saw your video and you were like, you're at high school. And I was like, no, you weren't.
I was at university. I'm just a
moron. You were like a freaking seventh year repeated fifth former at that stage. And I was like, believable.
Yeah. Wow. What can I say?
Seventh year fifth.
The brain.
Yeah, no. He's quite sharp, actually. Yeah. I know, it's hard to believe. But yeah, look, you can listen to this podcast on
iHeartRadio,
Spotify,
Google Podcasts.
I think we can just say iHeartRadio and Spotify.
Okay.
Google
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
That's the three.
Basically. And then there's a ton of other podcasting platforms that gets pushed out into that.
Okay.
If you listen through wherever you get your podcast, basically.
You can listen to this.
You'll see us there. And give us a review. You haven't had any
reviews. We haven't checked the reviews for a while.
Yeah. Exactly. The review's always fun. But yeah, thank you for listening.
Next week, previews of some international
series.
That'll be
on his channel.
Coming.
Sometimes it's good to us to remind people that the way this works is on a lot of people watch it on YouTube. This week it's on my channel. That's why it's got bugger all views. Then it's on your channel. It gets a few more views.
And then it gets a lot of Tony hate. Like, who's this fucking guy talking about South Africa?
Tony, Mark, I don't know about this other guy.
Yeah, who's the guy with
it's
the hat?
It's too easy, though. That's the thing. You just dangle a tiny little bit of bait out there, and they...
But they've been so good this week. They've been such cracking guys with the Bulls lost. Just like
they were good about that, weren't they?
So good.
Yeah, and that's...
With literally no... Yeah, apart from Jake White.
Jake White was the only one whinging, but yeah, I thought...
Chiefs fans didn't moan because they got
obliterated. Yeah, so I was talking to them after.
Both sides were actually pretty good about it, but I mean, it's harder if you're a Chiefs fan to be like, oh, the ref rubbed us!
Yeah, we didn't get the rub of the ground. I can't believe there was rain. They scheduled rain for tonight. Yeah.
I've seen a few Welsh fans complaining about the ref, the Ford pass.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that was a Ford pass.
Haven't seen any Japanese fans complaining. A lot of England fans are like, Jesus, Charlie Yules, his England career's over.
Really?
Stupid red card. Yeah.
Anyway, that's a podcast. Well done, Mark.
You're a star.
We did it. Is this too long? A handshake?
I'll give you your phone back, eh?
Work in the churn. This is what they call a Dutch rudder. Oh, did I ever explain to you what a Dutch rudder is?
No.
All right. Thank you. Ta-da. See you later.